Bad Bunny wipes Instagram account after Super Bowl performance. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 9, 2026. Puerto Rican rapper Bad Bunny, born Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, appears to have deleted all of his Instagram posts after his Super Bowl halftime show at Sunday's Super Bowl 60. The Mi Puerto Benito singer's Instagram account, boasting 52.6 million followers, shows no profile image, zero posts and zero people that he is following at the time of this writing. While the reason for this remains unclear, Bad Bunny's removed Instagram content comes after the conclusion of his Super Bowl halftime show, which resulted in fans taking to social media to bash the NFL for featuring the boring 31-year-old who performed in a language viewers can understand. In addition to his Spanish-only performance, Bad Bunny disseminated a bizarre elementary-level geography lesson that involved rattling off the names of various countries on the continents of North and South America. Watch below. The rapper then concluded his show with a politically charged pro-immigration message, holding up a football that read, "Together, we are America," seemingly failing to understand that, in English, America is used as a shorthand for United States of America, the only nation on earth that has America in its official name. President Donald Trump slammed the Super Bowl halftime show in a Truth Social post, calling Bad Bunny's performance absolutely terrible and one of the worst ever. Meanwhile, Turning Point USA, founded by slain conservative icon Charlie Kirk, hosted the All-American halftime show, which kicked off to millions of fans who streamed the patriotic event online as an alternative to Bad Bunny's Spanish-only Super Bowl 60 intermission. Welcome to the Turning Point USA All-American Halftime Show. And this one's for you, Charlie, host Jack Posobiec declared at the beginning of the event, before country singer Brantley Gilbert performed a rousing electric guitar rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. Watch below. Turning Point USA's All-American Halftime Show, which featured Kid Rock as its headline performance, is now being hailed as a massive success, with its strong viewership lauded as a shot across the bow for the NFL's official broadcast. The All-American Halftime Show pulled in over 25 million views on just YouTube and Rumble alone, with a lot of large groups watching together, so the number of viewers is likely far higher, Turning Point USA spokesperson Andrew Colvert said in a Sunday Night X post. Watch below. And the numbers are still climbing, broadcast partners, fast channel partners, and final counts incoming, he continued. Based on tonight's success, we have committed to running it back again next year. Colvert added, the All-American Halftime Show will be back in 2027. The El Puso All-American Halftime Show was so incredible. Charlie would have absolutely loved it, the Turning Point USA founder's widow, Erica Kirk, wrote on X, sharing a video tribute to her late husband. Thank you to the millions that tuned in, she continued, adding, I'm so proud of our entire team, staff, and the artists who believed in the vision and mission. And it's okay to love Jesus in your country. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.